Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Saturday, June 21, 2025.
China's rare earth magnet shipments decline. China's shipments of rare earth magnets have dropped dramatically, hitting their lowest level in over 5 years. In May 2023, shipments fell to 1,238 metric tons, a staggering decline of more than half from April. This drop follows the Chinese government's new limits on exporting rare earth products, aimed at controlling essential materials for industries like automotive and electronics. As the world's largest producer, China supplies over 90% of these magnets, and the recent restrictions have raised alarms about potential disruptions in global supply chains. Shipments are down 74% compared to the same month last year, with delays caused by increased caution from customs workers and confusion over new rules. While some companies, like JLMAG Rare Earth and Inuovo Technology, have secured a few export licenses, the overall trend suggests a tightening supply. This situation could lead to rising prices and delays for manufacturers worldwide, posing significant challenges for countries that rely on these magnets for technology and defense.
NVIDIA and Foxconn's humanoid robot partnership. NVIDIA Corporation, a leading U.S. AI chipmaker, has teamed up with Foxconn Technology Group, a major Taiwanese electronics manufacturer, to roll out human-like robots at a new factory in Houston, Texas. This facility will produce advanced NVIDIA AI servers and marks a significant milestone as robots join the manufacturing process. Foxconn is also developing its own robots in collaboration with NVIDIA and has tested models from UBTech, a Chinese robotics company. While the specific types and numbers of robots are still under wraps, the goal is to have them operational by early 2024. Leo Gua, general manager of Foxconn's robotics business unit, announced that two versions of these robots will be showcased at Foxconn's annual tech event in November. One will walk on legs, while the other will use a wheeled base, making it more cost-effective. NVIDIA is also planning to establish AI supercomputer factories in Texas, partnering with Foxconn in Houston and Wistron in Dallas. CEO Jensen Huang predicts that within 5 years, human-like robots will become common in manufacturing, as major automakers like Mercedes-Benz and BMW have already begun testing them on production lines. What could this mean for the future of work?
Taiwan's upcoming recall election. Taiwan is gearing up for a recall election on July 26, 2025, targeting 24 lawmakers from the Kuomintang, or KMT. This move comes after the Democratic Progressive Party, known as the DPP, lost its majority in parliament during the January 2024 elections. Currently, the DPP holds 51 of the 113 seats, while the KMT and the Taiwan People's Party, or TPP, share the rest. Civic groups have been actively gathering signatures to support the recall, with the DPP backing these efforts, arguing that the KMT's ties to the Chinese government are harmful. In response, the KMT has called the recall a malicious effort and urged the public to reject the DPP's actions. The outcome of this election could reshape the power dynamics in Taiwan's legislature, making it a critical moment for the island's future.
Apple's interest in AI startup Perplexity. Apple is actively pursuing the acquisition of the artificial intelligence startup Perplexity, valued at around $14 billion. According to Bloomberg News, discussions among Apple executives are still in the early stages and haven't yet included Perplexity's leadership. This interest follows Meta Platform's earlier attempt to acquire Perplexity and its recent $14.8 billion investment in Scale AI, highlighting the fierce competition in the AI sector. Adrian Perica, Apple's head of mergers and acquisitions, is in talks with services chief Eddie Q and other key decision makers about this potential deal. If successful, Apple plans to add AI search features to its Safari browser, which could shift its long-standing partnership with Google. This move comes as the U.S. Department of Justice proposes measures to limit Google's control over online search. As AI-powered search tools gain popularity, especially among younger users, the rivalry with traditional search engines is heating up. What does this mean for the future of how we search online?
Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates amid inflation concerns. The Federal Reserve, the central bank of the United States, is at a critical crossroads regarding its financial policy as inflation worries rise. Policymakers are split on whether to protect against inflation risks or to cut interest rates. Currently, the interest rate is stable at 4.25% to 4.5%, unchanged since December 2024. Fed Governor Christopher Waller believes the risk from tariffs is low and supports rate cuts as soon as the next meeting in July, pointing to moderate price increases and a 4.2% unemployment rate among recent college graduates. On the other hand, Richmond Fed President Tom Barkin argues that inflation is still above the Fed's 2% target and sees no rush to lower rates. Meanwhile, San Francisco Fed President Mary Daly suggests that a rate cut in the fall might be more fitting unless the job market shows signs of weakness. The upcoming July meeting will be crucial in shaping the future of interest rates, highlighting ongoing discussions about managing inflation while fostering economic growth.
UK Parliament legalizes assisted dying for terminally ill adults. On June 20th, 2025, the UK Parliament made a historic decision to legalize assisted dying for terminally ill adults. The new law, called the Terminally Ill Adults and Life Law, passed with 314 votes in favor and 291 against. This legislation allows mentally competent adults with terminal illnesses and 6 months or less to live to choose to end their lives with medical help. Next, the House of Lords will review the law, where further changes may be suggested. Prime Minister Keir Starmer's Labour government took a neutral stance, letting members of Parliament vote based on their beliefs, with Starmer himself supporting the bill. Supporters are hopeful this law will restore dignity to those suffering, while critics worry about the potential for coercion among vulnerable individuals. Emma Bray, a 42-year-old woman with motor neurone disease, expressed her hope that this law will help others like her. Public surveys show that most Britons support assisted dying, reflecting a significant shift in attitudes across the UK.
Apple shareholders sue over AI misrepresentation. Shareholders have launched a bold lawsuit against Apple Incorporated, claiming the tech giant misled investors about advanced AI features in Siri. They argue this deception hurt iPhone sales and the company's stock price, potentially costing hundreds of billions of dollars by June 9, 2025. Key players in this drama include CEO Tim, CFO Kevin, and former CFO Luca, with shareholder Eric leading the charge. They contend that during the June 2024 Worldwide Developers Conference, Apple hinted that AI would greatly enhance the upcoming iPhone 16, yet failed to deliver a working prototype. The situation worsened on March 7, 2025, when Apple announced delays for Siri upgrades, pushing them back to 2026, which shook investor confidence. By June 9, analysts were disappointed with Apple's AI progress, leading to a significant drop in stock value. Since hitting a record market value of about $900 billion in December 2024, Apple shares have lost nearly a quarter of their worth. The lawsuit, titled Tucker vs. Apple Incorporated, is filed in the Northern District Court in California and could have major consequences for Apple's financial future and AI developments.
Japan delays meeting with the U.S. amid defense spending demands. Japan has delayed an important meeting with the United States that was scheduled for July 1, 2025, in Washington, D.C. This decision comes after the Trump administration urged Japan to increase its military budget from 3% to 3.5% of its total economic output. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth were set to discuss security cooperation with Japanese officials. However, Japan's government chose to focus on domestic political issues ahead of the upper house elections on July 20, 2025, where the ruling Liberal Democratic Party faces tough challenges. This delay could create tension in U.S.-Japan relations and affect future security partnerships, as the U.S. continues to push its allies to strengthen military capabilities in response to regional threats.
Google's proposal to change search results amid EU scrutiny. On June 20, 2025, Alphabet Incorporated, Google's parent company, announced a plan to change its search results to better showcase competing services and avoid hefty fines from the European Union. This comes after the European Commission accused Google of favoring its own services, like Google Shopping and Google Flights, in violation of the Digital Markets Act. The proposed changes include a special section at the top of search results for specific types of searches, featuring direct links to services like hotels and airlines. Other search engines would be ranked lower unless users actively choose them. A feedback meeting is scheduled for July 8, 2025, where competitors will share their thoughts on this proposal. While Google aims to comply with the regulations, some rivals believe these changes may not go far enough to ensure fair competition. If Google fails to meet the requirements, it could face fines in the billions of euros.
Mahmoud Khalil's release and its implications. Pro-Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil was released from a Louisiana detention center on June 20, 2025, after spending over 3 months in custody. Arrested during a crackdown by the Trump administration on critics of Israel's actions in Gaza, Khalil's case raised serious concerns about civil liberties in the U.S. Upon his release, he felt a wave of relief, eager to reunite with his wife, Noor Abdallah, and their newborn son. This case has sparked important discussions about U.S. immigration policies and national security. Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security Tricia McLaughlin criticized the ruling that led to Khalil's release, arguing it jeopardized national security. Judge Michael Farbiars, who ordered Khalil's release, highlighted the need for court supervision in immigration matters. Khalil's activism has made him a prominent figure at Columbia University, shining a light on the ongoing tensions surrounding U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East and the delicate balance between security and civil rights.
U.S. Department of Commerce considers actions against chipmakers. The U.S. Department of Commerce is considering canceling permissions for major chipmakers like Samsung Electronics, SK Hynix, and TSMC operating in China. This potential move could limit their access to U.S. goods and technology at their manufacturing plants. A White House spokesperson indicated that this is a precautionary step amid concerns about U.S.-China relations. Following this news, shares of U.S. chip equipment manufacturers fell, with KLA Corporation down 2.4%, Lam Research down 1.9%, and Applied Materials down 2%. In contrast, Micron Technology, a competitor in memory chips, saw its shares rise by 1.5%. Recently, the U.S. imposed restrictions on chip-making equipment exports to China but later granted special permissions to Samsung and SK Hynix. Both companies received a status that allows them to obtain certain goods from U.S. suppliers more easily. A spokesperson from the Commerce Department reassured that chipmakers can still operate in China, highlighting new rules to ensure fairness.
Ukraine's new defense strategy against drone attacks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced a swift initiative to develop interceptor drones aimed at countering the rising threat from Russian drone attacks. Recently, Ukrainian officials reported a surge in the use of Iranian-designed Shahed drones by Russian forces, with over 400 launched in just one night. In a coordinated strike on Kyiv, 440 drones and 32 missiles were deployed, tragically resulting in 28 lives lost. Military leaders stress the urgent need for effective air defense systems as the enemy increasingly relies on these drones. Zelensky highlighted the importance of boosting local drone production for national defense, noting that before the Russian invasion in February 2022, Ukraine had limited capabilities. Now, the country aims to produce up to 4 million drones each year, significantly enhancing its defense. This ongoing conflict is reshaping modern warfare, making drones vital for both reconnaissance and offensive operations. Ukraine's focus on interceptor drones is crucial for safeguarding its airspace and protecting its civilians.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.